This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today, part 5 of a message on parental love from 2 Corinthians 12, verses 14 and 15, where Paul describes his love for the church at Corinth in such a way that it's like a father talking to his children or a grandfather talking to his grandchildren, describing the love that he had for these people. We ended yesterday with his cryptic remark where Paul said, "If I love you people more, will you love me less?" What a question. Let's talk about that as we conclude this message today. God bless you. I want to talk just for a minute about Paul's comment, "If I love you more, will you love me less?" I read an interesting quote in relationship to that, that in a relationship or a marriage, whoever loves the least has the most power. Isn't that interesting? I don't know if that's always true, but that was a comment that somebody made on this verse. Whoever loves the least in a marriage, whoever loves the least in a relationship holds the power. They hold the cards because I love you less. And there's something to that. And there were some Bible scholars who said Paul loved these people, maybe overloved them, and they just kind of took it for granted. They loved him less and maybe took his love that he had for the people at Corinth, because there was a lot of strife going on at the church at Corinth. If you've read 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, if I love you more, will you love me less? I think one of the great stories I could tell you about love on Mother's Day is actually about a father, if that makes sense. Great story I could tell you on Mother's Day is about a father. When we ministered in Dallas, I led a weekly Bible study at Fox Television Sports, which is a place where a number of people in the church worked, and we had a weekly Bible study in the conference room. There was a man that worked at in the area that came to it. His name was Meyer, and his dad was a retired FBI agent. His dad died. So all of us in this Bible study group said, we need to go and just support him to his dad's funeral, and we did. So the whole group of us went together in a group to his dad's funeral. We heard people who worked with him in the FBI talk about what a great guy he was. He went to the University of Colorado where he played football. He was a football star, and somebody spoke of his football years at the University of Colorado. He had retired and became the chief of security for American Airlines, and people from American Airlines in Dallas were there and talked about what a great leader he was of the security department. But the thing that I will remember as long as I live was one of the sons, at the end of the funeral, stood up, and this is all he said. It's all he said, and then he sat down. You could have heard a pin drop. "The thing that I will remember about my father was that he loved my mother." He sat down. That was it. "The thing that I will remember about my father is that he loved my mother." Do you know what that's a lesson for? For fathers? Sure it is. For mothers too. The thing that children remember the rest of their lives, the love. Just like Bruce said, the hatred of a mother made me bitter, but the love of a stepmother saved me from self-annihilation. Love has power. Love has power because God is love. And the book of Thessalonians says we're taught by God to love. God takes responsibility for teaching us how to love. And that's why love is the most important thing on Mother's Day. Love is the most important thing on Mother's Day, but I have a notion it's the most important thing the other 364 days of the year too. Believe it today. Your life is spent in the business of loving other people, because that's what love does. According to me? No, according to the Apostle Paul. That's what love does. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together.
Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.